Hearing none, in case of technical issues with the net control station, the alternate must be prepared to take control of the net. I will now take member check-ins. Okay, everybody, so tonight, the Elk and the Phoenix repeaters are unlinked from the system. So you people in Klamath Falls, in Sutherland, in Illinois Valley, and the Grants Pass on the NB725, hearing me now, I'm going to run the net here at 8 p.m. right now, and then at 8:20, I'm going to move over to the Elk repeater for the Jackson County folks. I cannot do the Phoenix repeater because I can't reach it, so everybody in Jackson County, if you're hearing and you want to check in for there, you must use the Elk repeater at 8:20 p.m. when I go over there. I'm now going to take member check-ins. This is WRKV 487 Kimber beginning the roll call. When called, please reply with your first name, call sign, and general location. What repeater you're on if you want to do that. Well, no, let's just make it easy. Let's do name and call sign and general location. For instance, this is Kimber, WRKV 487 in Merlin. Please refrain from using phonetics unless requested for clarity. Please use plain language, no codes, etc. Please be patient and respectful to everyone. All FCC licensed GMS operators, regardless of experience level, are welcome to participate in this net. So here we go, folks. I'm going to skip the Medford and Jackson County people, and because we're on the NV725 here, as well as Klamath Falls, Sutherland, Roxburgh, and Illinois Valley. Here we go. Break. Let's start with WQRR 330 Ron.
WQRR 330 Ron, I'm east of Merlin on NV725, and I'll count people for you, Kimber.
Excellent, thank you, Ron. I'm just going to do the Grants Pass people and other people there and exclude the Medford people because I know they can't reach this. All right, next we have WQWB 240 Gary, Cave Junction. WQWL 251, Marty.